and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3221BN. Today's date is November 27th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Building the Change of Batter Narrative, Nuclear Football, Operation Looking Glass. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect right now with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, maybe Taiwan soon? You need a new playbook that's safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzy panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investment IRA. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only gold company I trust. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now putting feelers out to see who they can replace Joe Biden with. It looks like they're already building the narrative to change the batter. And now they're asking the American people, who would you like? Would you like Hillary Clinton? Would you like Kamala Harris? And they're putting feelers out there to see who they can actually bring in. And I do believe they're keeping the one person that they actually want in the background. And it looks like this narrative is already building. And Trump actually came out with a truth, actually pushing the Biden administration, the D's, to actually make a move on Biden. What do I mean by that? Well, remember, they continually say, oh, look, yeah, see, Trump is losing it. Trump, he's too old, just like Biden. Well, Trump decided to have a physical. His physical was incredible. He took a cognitive test. It turned out incredible. And now he's turning this around, and it's like right on schedule, saying, hey, listen, I took it. I had a physical. I had a cognitive test. Now it's time for Joe Biden to do the same, because he needs to prove to the American people that he has the same ability to lead that Trump has. And now this is going to put Biden in a very difficult spot, because if everything is fine, he should prove it to the American people. Remember, the American people, they're looking at him saying, okay, you're the resident, because they don't realize he's not really the president. And they're saying, listen, we want to make sure that you have the ability to actually be the resident. So can you just show us? Remember, you're the most transparent president in the entire world right now, because that's what you told us. So do you think he's going to go and get this exam? Do you think he's going to have a cognitive test? Absolutely not. Actually, I do believe he's probably going to fight against it. Now, if he does do it, he's screwed. If he fights against it, what's going to happen is the people are going to lose faith in him. His poll numbers are going to take a dive. I mean, they're down in the dirt now anyhow. And the D's, they're going to have to try to make a move to remove him. And I do believe that's what this Harris poll was all about, asking, hey, if Biden doesn't run, are you okay with Kamala? Who else do you want? You want Hillary Clinton? Who else can we get? And I do believe they're already building the narrative. And you need to understand that everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing, it revolves around the 2024 election. I do believe from the very, very beginning, when Trump came down the escalator, when he was elected president in 2016, I do believe this entire plan from the very, very beginning all revolved around 2024, not 2020, not 2016. Yes, he needed to get into the office. He needed to see the classified information. He needed to put the plan into motion, and he needed to catch the deep state players in the act every step of the way. And I do believe this is what he has done. He has caught them in the act. Now, during this process, he has shown the people, look how dirty they are. Look at what they will do to try to get rid of me. Every step of the way since 2016, this is all they have done. They have made up ridiculous cases. They made up a Russian collusion story. They made up the P tape. They made up all these things just to try to stop me. And now, once they stole the elections in 2020, and I caught them in the act, by the way, now they're trying to interfere in the 2024 election, and people are seeing this. And I do believe Trump, he is using everything that they were saying about him against them. And if you look at the borders, if you look at the economy, if you look at what happened in Afghanistan, and you can see the war building around the world, If you look at what Nancy Pelosi was saying about Trump, where he was going to start a nuclear war because he had the nuclear football and he could start it at any minute. Well, I do believe all of this now is being turned around and it's all being used on the Biden administration. And I do believe everything that we're witnessing is going to revolve around that, because all eyes are going to be on what is about to happen as we get into 2024 moving forward. Because I do believe Trump, he said it many, many times, we are approaching war. He sees World War III. He can have peace in 24 hours. So when you start to look at this and you start to see what's going on, you can see as we approach war, I do believe it's going to be a scare event. I do believe it's going to be almost like the Cuban Missile Crisis, but I think a little bit worse. And this is all going to revolve around nuclear weapons, the nuclear football, Operation Looking Glass. And yes, it's going to look very, very scary. And we're going to have this imbecile who is going to be in control of it all. And the people of this country are going to see it as clear as day. Now, Biden, the fake news, and all those people that are behind him, they're going to be talking about war. Trump is going to be talking about peace. And I do believe the people are going to see this play out. Now, as we approach 2024, I do believe the Biden administration is really going to pick this up. We're going to get very, very close to nuclear war. You're going to hear a lot more about the nuclear football. You're going to realize that this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And people are going to get very nervous about all of this. And as we get closer and closer to the elections, I do believe the deep state players, they're going to have to do something to make it look like we're actually going to war. Because remember, they unleashed the virus in 2020 and they created a plandemic using statistical numbers to cheat in the election. They're going to try to cheat again. I think that's pretty much a fact at this point. I think the people of this country realize that, yes, the elections are rigged. Yes, they're interfering in the elections. And they're going to try to do it again. But this time around, I think it's going to be very difficult for them. Number one, Biden's poll numbers are in the dumper. And I do believe they're going to have to bring someone else in, which I do believe they're going to do. And it's probably going to be Michelle Obama. Yes, they're looking at Clinton. They're looking at Newsom. But I think what they're doing is they're putting feelers out there to see, is there anyone popular enough to pull this off? These people, they just don't have the people behind them. We don't have COVID right now. We're trying to use other pandemics, but that's not working. And all we have is war. But we need someone that has, you know, the people behind them, some type of popularity. And I do believe that's why they're going to usher in probably Michelle Obama. Now, is this going to be enough? I don't believe so, because I think they're in the way. What's going to happen is there's going to be information coming out about the Obama administration, and people are going to start to see what they saw with Biden. Oh, wait, they have shell companies? Wait, they've been money laundering? Wait, they've been doing things that Biden wasn't doing, but it's still treasonous to the country, where they were dealing with foreign nations. They put a plan in place to destroy the country. I think a lot of this information is going to be coming out. And a lot of people are going to see this, which means they're going to be in a tough position. Yes, they're going to be denying it every step of the way. But once again, this is the court of public opinion. It's not the DOJ. It's not the FBI. If everyone's expecting them to do anything, well, you can keep waiting until later when Trump is in office. At this point, they're going to do absolutely nothing. So I do believe their only course of action, once they realize from their internal polls that, hey, we can't beat Trump, we're going to have to do something to postpone these elections, I think that's when they're going to try to postpone the elections. Now, when they do postpone the elections, I do believe Trump has countermeasures in place. I do believe that we're going to go to paper ballots. We're going to have a different type of an election that we haven't had in a very long time. And Trump is going to win the election. Now, once again, do you think the deep state players are just going to sit back and say, hey, all right, that's fine with us. He's now the president. It's okay. No. They're going to fight back. Now, think about it. All these individuals, they have been saying that Trump is going to turn into a dictator. He's going to go around arresting people. He's going to execute people. Well, this is what they expect. But think about it. Think about how Trump works. Think about his strategy. Right now, they're coming after him with everything they have. They're indicting him. They're putting him on trial, and he is now the victim. And he's going to show the world how they rigged the election. See, they forced him into doing something. When Trump wins the election in 2024 and they reject the election, I'm talking about the deep state players, I'm talking about Soros, I'm talking about Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, the fake news. When they reject the election results, they're going to create chaos in this country. They're going to do many different things at the same exact time where they're going to create chaos and they're going to try to bring us to war all at the same time. Now, think about this. Now we have the president-elect, which is Trump. They, I'm talking about the deep state players, they are creating chaos in the country. They're having people riot in the streets because they don't agree with the election results. They're burning buildings. They're hurting people. The country was attacked. Who attacked us? Does Trump know? I think he does. Most likely it's the deep state players along with a foreign nation. So they're going to push his hand into doing something, but the people are going to be on his side. Why? Because this will allow him to do things that normally he wouldn't be able to do without public support. When the people see the riots and the people see the evidence who's been pushing this war, the people are going to demand justice in the end. Just like now, they're indicting him, but he has all the information. He has the leverage. When Trump wins the election and they have chaos, Trump, again, has the leverage. He has the people behind him. They're going to force him into doing these things. He's not just going to come out and do it like a dictator. They're going to look like a dictator on their side because they're the ones who are going to black out everything. They're the ones who are going to try to arrest all the MAGA people. They're the ones who are going to try to do all these things. So people are going to see the tyrannical government rear its ugly head like you've never seen before. And president-elect, I do believe, is going to be put in a position where he must do something to stop all of this because the Biden administration is not doing, or the Harris administration at this point is not doing anything. So the people are going to say, what are we going to do? And this is why Trump said, I'm going to be putting my desk right on the stairs. I'm not even waiting for the inauguration. I'm going to get to work. I do believe he's going to have a lot of work to do as we go through all of this. Now, we're going to be talking about the nuclear football, Operation Looking Glass, and the change of batter a little bit later in this report. But first, let's talk about the Bidens, because I think at this point, everyone realizes that the FBI, DOJ, they're not going to do anything. They're part of the criminal syndicate. They're not going to go arrest them. They're not doing anything. And you can keep waiting. You're going to wait, waiting a long time until Trump gets in power. But at this point, since the criminal syndicate is in position, nothing's going to happen. But this is very important for the American people to see. They need to see this play out. They need to see, wow, look at this. The DOJ, the FBI, they're doing absolutely nothing. All this evidence is out there, but they're doing nothing. Remember, this is the court of public opinion. It's not the court of the DOJ, the FBI. At this point, that's meaningless. Hey, before I forget, X22 just launched its second drop called We the People. It is now live. All you need to do is go to x22store.com. This launch consists of all new items. Everything is going to be limited quantity. These are all new designs that you've never seen before, and they're going to blow your mind. Head over to x22store.com. That's x22store.com. Or visit x22report.com. and click on the banner, or just go to the description down below and click on X22 store. It'll bring you right over to the store. On Monday, November 27th, we'll be unveiling the mystery merch. So head on over to x22store.com. That is x22store.com, or click the link in the description. So right now, Comer is out there and he says, if anyone other than POTUS had classified documents in their home and garage, they would face criminal charges from DOJ. Anyone who questions whether there is a two-tier justice system need not look further than Joe Biden. So the people now can see it. They understand it. They can see it very, very clearly. And there's no question about it at this point. And yes, as more and more evidence comes out, not just with Biden, but I do believe with Obama, people are going to see it even clearer. Just like they're seeing the border right now. they know that these people aren't just coming up willy-nilly. Like, oh, you know what? I think I want to make that trek up to the United States. And I heard I can get housing. I heard I can get $2,500. No, these people are controlled. They're told what to do. And they're given certain help. Actually, End Wokeness put out, but Efrain Gonzalez, he followed the caravan up. And he said something very interesting when he was following them up. It turns out these people really don't know which way to go. So someone gave them a GPS and the GPS coordinates so they know exactly where to go because there are fences, there's barbed wire. So they needed to find the route that was laid out for them so they can actually cross into the different countries and then into the United States. So someone gave them coordinates and someone gave them the GPS so they could follow the coordinates, which means this has been planned from the very, very beginning. And we know who's planned all of this. And we can see that this is why these people find their way up to the United States, because they are told to make the journey, to make the trek, because all the money, everything you need will be waiting for you. And this is what the people need to see. Now the people understand how imperative it is to have secure borders, how important it is to have a border wall. Trump, the Patriots, they needed to show the people the truth. And now the people see it. Now the people understand, especially when there's an event in this country, which I do believe we're on the cusp of having an event. And I do believe this event is going to happen in the United States. And the people are going to start to realize, holy crap, look at this. These people came through the border. Nobody knew that they were terrorists and they allowed them into this country. And now they went ahead and they had some type of an event. The people are going to be very angry and pissed off. And I'm talking about the majority of the people. I'm not talking about the paid illegals out on the streets protesting, Antifa protesting, BLM protesting. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the American citizen, the American people of this country who want the country back. They're going to be very angry. And you're going to see a lot of these people who didn't want to believe, they're going to be waking up like we've never seen before. And we need to remember something very important. They needed to control the narrative every step of the way, but their narrative has been falling apart. They've been losing the people of this country every step of the way. And they tried everything. They tried fact checkers when people were telling the truth. They said, oh, no, no, don't believe them. We have the fact checkers now. They tried to implement NewsGuard. They tried to put all these different things into place to try to convince people that they were telling the truth instead of just telling the truth. So if you have to do all these things, you know they're not telling you the truth. Because if you were telling the truth, you wouldn't need all of this, would you? Paul Sperry put this out and said, raising conflict of interest flags. Records show the father of top NewsGuard official Matt Skibinski, who polices anti-vaccine information in the media, is a top executive for COVID vax maker Pfizer. NewsGuard has blacklisted news outlets for criticizing Pfizer vax. Then he said, Fed-funded NewsGuard, which blacklists and demonetizes news outlets for COVID myths and anti-vaccine misinformation, is bankrolled by Publis Group, which reps COVID vax maker Pfizer, and run by gen manager Matt Skibinski, whose father has worked for Pfizer for 20 years. Well, that tells you everything you need to know, and this is what people are learning, and now people understand why all of this is happening. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that, yes, they've been trying to push advertisers away from Elon Musk, from X. And they're saying that, oh, look, he has ads running next to anti-Semitic posts. And they tried to use this to force the advertisers to not advertise with X because they're trying to destroy X. That's basically what they're trying to do. And we could see that the Media Matters, they tried to game the system. And now Elon is suing these individuals. And what's very interesting is that Elon decided to go to Israel and he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and he went around looking at what happened during the Hamas massacre. And if this guy is anti-Semitic, why would he make the trip down there? It makes no sense. But he did say something that's very interesting. During his visit, he said something that is pretty obvious, but a lot of people aren't talking about, is that while civilians on both sides have died, Israel tries to avoid civilian casualties. Hamas tries to kill both Israeli civilians and Palestinian civilians. Because now that we know for sure it's in a fact, Hamas has created tunnels under hospitals, which is a war crime. So they would rather sacrifice the Palestinians for their cause. So they're killing Israelis and they're killing the Palestinians. So all those people that are protesting out there, maybe they need to take a little closer look here. But again, they don't care about this. Why? Because they're being paid to protest. They're part of the deep state movement. It's their foot soldiers. And you could see that the countries around the world who have their leaders installed, they're ready to actually shut down free speech. Right now, Ireland is moving into the totalitarian fascist state of the woke mind virus. What are they trying to do? Well, anyone that has memes saved on their phone or anyone that's talking about anything, hatred or whatever, they're going to come and arrest them. They're actually making this move. And Ireland's Green Party Senator O'Reilly, she says, we are restricting freedom for the common good. Take a listen to what she says here.
About it. All law, all legislation is about the restriction of freedom. That's exactly what we're doing here, is we are restricting freedom, but we're doing it for the common good. You will see throughout our constitution, yes, you have rights, but they are restricted for the common good. Everything needs to be balanced. And if your views on other people's identities go to make their lives unsafe, insecure, and cause them such deep discomfort that they cannot live in peace, then I believe that it is our job as legislators to restrict those freedoms for the common good.
So once again, you could see that these countries, and it always happens out in Europe first because they don't have a constitution like us. Our constitution is a contract with the government telling them what they cannot do. And if you violate the contract, well, then we don't need you in office. See, the other countries, they don't have this type of contract. They can change things willy-nilly. To change the constitution, well, first of all, they can't change the rights. But if they want to change the constitution, they can't do it from the executive branch. They can't do it from Congress. They have to do it with the states. They need two-thirds of the states. This is why this is run by we the people compared to other countries. But you could see they tried to implement this first in Australia, in New Zealand, out in Europe, and then they tried to bring it here to the United States, but it's not going to work here. But they are going after Conor McGregor because, first of all, he's speaking out about what happened in Ireland. He's speaking out and pushing against the prime minister who said, oh, the children were lost. And now they're trying to bring him up on online hate speech charges and they're going after him. But you could see the people around the world, they're not having it right now. The people, they're rising up because enough is enough. Now, yes, the deep state players, they love a civil war. But again, the people, they're reaching this point where they're saying we can't take this anymore. Out in Spain, well, the people are rising up. They're sick and tired of the socialist repression. The media is not really talking about it. And this has been 23 days of protests. It's still going on. Nationalism is now rising. And out in Brazil, we have the Brazilian Patriots, and M. Wokeness put this out. We have all the people out on the streets say, come back, Bolsonaro. Thousands of Brazilian patriots march the streets in Brazil. Nationalism is spreading everywhere. And we could see that everything is now hitting the precipice and the people now are pushing back. In France, and Disclosed TV put this out, it looks like they're hitting the tipping point right now. And what's said here is that the French society at risk of tipping over after murder of a 16-year-old teenager. So we're starting to see this in every single country. Remember, Soros and Team and many other people, they brought these illegals, most of them Muslims, from the countries out in the Middle East. This is the garbage. This is the dregs of society. They brought them into these countries because they wanted chaos. They wanted a civil war. They wanted enough of these individuals to overrun the citizens of the country so they can actually blend the country and destroy the history of each and every one of these countries. You could see it happening in the UK. You could see it happening out in Germany and France. You could see it in Canada. You could see it in the United States. And this is exactly what they want. And remember, these individuals, they have no problem in waging war. They have no problem taking their fight to the street. And if you don't agree with them, they don't need you. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, what's very interesting is we could see that all the money that was sent out to Ukraine, well, we finally know where it's going. No, it's not going to weapons. No, it's not going to help the people there. No, it's not going to food. It's actually going to Zelensky. And it looks like Zelensky, he bought two yachts via proxy worth over $75 million. And he named them Lucky Me, My Legacy. So these purchases completed in October of 2023 in Abu Dhabi, well, they raise severe concerns about corruption at the highest level. Where did this guy get the money from? Isn't that interesting? But if we go back in time, about a month ago in New Hampshire, Trump said something very interesting. He said, "We send billions of dollars overseas. We don't even know where it goes. But you'll learn where it goes when you see the yachts." And, you know, they pull up to the dock with their yachts. Jordan Sather put this out. And just take a listen to what Trump says here.
"I look at the sidewalks. The sidewalks are all cracked and dirty. And yet we spend hundreds of billions of dollars. We spend trillions of dollars giving that money to foreign countries. And we don't even know where it goes. You'll learn where it goes when you see these beautiful 400-foot yachts pulling up to the dock someday. How did he make so much money? Let's not talk about it. You'll see what's going to happen."
So Trump is right again. It's how does he know this stuff? It's almost like it's planned or something, isn't it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the Israel-Gaza hostage trade-off is still going on. And John Kirby right now admits that the Biden regime has limited information on the condition of American hostages held by Hamas. So right now, we only had one American hostage released. The others have not. But Trump, he responded to what is going on here, and he said the following: "Has anyone noticed that Hamas has returned people from other countries, but so far has not returned one American hostage? There is only one reason for that: no respect for our country or our leadership. This is a very sad and dark period of America. So where are the rest of the hostages? How come they haven't returned them yet? This is very interesting." But the other thing that's very interesting, and I do believe Trump wanted everyone to hear this, and this has to do with what the deep state players have been doing, where they're bringing in all the Muslims into this country. These individuals, they believe there's only one religion. And if you're not going along with their one religion, then they don't need you. And this footage was filmed in New York City. Take a listen to what they're saying here.
"We're done. We're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be a part of, Islam. And we will not stop until it enters every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam."
So now you're starting to see why the deep state players brought these individuals into the countries. This is why, going back to 2014-2015, when there was the war with Syria, we had the war with Lebanon and Iraq, all the refugees, what they did was, and especially in Syria, they released them into Turkey, and then Turkey released them into Europe, and they flooded the countries in Europe. At that point in time, no one really understood what was going on. I think there were some people that understood what was going on, but they were released into Europe, and this pace has been kept up throughout all of these years because they needed the Muslim population to grow larger. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, maybe Taiwan soon, you need a new playbook that's safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzy panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investment IRA. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only gold company I trust. Than the population of the citizens in that country. This way, you can have chaos. Because if you only had a couple thousand, it really wouldn't work. Plus, during this period of time, they needed to infiltrate every single one of these countries and put those people in place that was going to go along with their agenda. And you can see that very, very clearly in this country. You can see it in Canada. You can see it in France. You can see it in Spain. You can see it in all these different places. And you could see this is how they set everything up. Because I do believe what's approaching, this war that Trump continually talks about, I do believe this war is not just from the foreign entity outside of the United States. I do believe they're going to unleash their soldiers within the United States. So this way, you have the infiltration and you have the outside forces coming at the United States. And this is why they wanted to get most of the weapons away. This was part of their 16-year plan, because a population that has millions and millions of weapons, it's very, very difficult for the infiltration to actually work, because at every corner, every alley, there's going to be someone with a weapon. And this is going to be very, very difficult for the infiltrators of this country. But you could see that war is now building. You can see things are starting to break down. North Korea is now in the fold, and they are now building a wartime stance. And North Korea right now is restoring previously dismantled bodyguard posts amid heightened tensions in the region. So remember, this was all removed. Trump had peace. He walked across the DMZ. And if you notice, everything that they said Trump was going to do, it is now happening to them. Everything that he put into place, peace, the Abraham Accords, peace with North Korea, it's all being reversed. And it's all happening to them. And this was done on purpose because, again, this is all leading up to the 2024 election. So they kept saying that Trump was going to bring us to war. It's actually these individuals that are going to bring us to war. They said Trump is a dictator. Trump is going to arrest people. Actually, you're going to see the opposite. Actually, you've been seeing the opposite. So I do believe as we go through 2024, you're going to see things really start to focus on the deep state players. And you're going to see that everything that they said that Trump was going to do, they are doing it. And again, you're going to see them try to cheat in this election, because that's what this is all about. It's about winning the election, because they know if they don't win the election, they're done for. Yes, they are panicking, but they're going to try to cheat. Now, what's very interesting is that out in China, the WHO is calling on China to reinstate the masks, social distancing, and staying home when ill amid a mystery pneumonia outbreak. Then out in the UK, the UK has become the first in the UK to be diagnosed with a new strain of swine flu. So they're really building this up because they need something to bring back the mail-in ballots and the drop boxes. Yes, there's a lot of states that still use them, but there's a lot of states that do not. At this point, why would you need them if there is no plandemic? You really don't. So it's going to be very, very difficult for them to try to cheat in the elections this time around. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to try, and you can see they are trying. They're going to try to use the same exact playbook that they did before, but I don't believe it's going to work, especially with Biden's poll numbers going down. And I do believe this is why they're going to make a swap very, very soon. But again, they're going to believe that, oh, once we get the popular person in there who has a pretty much clean record, it's smooth sailing. We'll be able to cheat in the elections. But what's going to happen over time, just like with Biden, evidence is going to start to pour out. You're going to start to hear things. And Obama is going to be in focus. And I do believe people are going to start to learn a lot about who he really is and where he was really born. This is going to be very, very interesting. But you can see the pharmaceutical companies, they aren't getting the profits they had. They're not getting the people to take the bioweapon. They're getting pretty angry about all this because they were promised that everyone would be taking the bioweapon, everyone would get sick, and everyone would need their drugs forever. And they'd be able to reduce the population. So right now, It looks like Pfizer is suing Poland because it doesn't want to buy more COVID-19 vaccines. I mean, really think about this for a second. Who needs the vaccines anymore? They don't even work. They never worked. Remember, this was a pandemic that was created by statistical numbers. They paid the hospitals to let everyone know, hey, look, we have all these deaths, but they weren't deaths from COVID. They were deaths from other things. They just tested positive for COVID. By the way, they used a PCR test, which does not give you a full positive result of having COVID. And even the creator of the PCR test said this does not work because they did a test on a pawpaw fruit. They did it on a sheep and they all had COVID. So once again, they're using a flawed test. They're paying the hospitals to say everyone died from COVID, and they're using fake statistical numbers because they used a flawed test. And this is how they created the pandemic. I think people know more people that died from the bioweapon than they did from COVID because people are fighting out. Wait a minute. You told me that person died from COVID, but they didn't. They just had COVID, but they actually died from a heart attack. Ooh, they actually died from a car accident. Ooh, they actually died from a motorcycle accident. So I think that people are starting to realize this. And I think a lot of people who thought their relatives or friends died of COVID, well, they actually died of the flu and pneumonia because remember, the flu and pneumonia numbers, they just disappeared. Where did they go? Oh, that's right. They were used for the COVID deaths. Now, we can see the tables are definitely turning right now. Turning Point Action put this out. And it says 2020, no mask entry. And this is per the New York State executive order and public health guidance. Fast forward to 2023. Well, due to New York City uptick in crime, if you wear a mask, no entry. Boy, times are changing, aren't they? Very, very interesting. And since we're talking about crime, let's talk about BLM, because remember, they had protests, they looted, they lit cities and towns on fire, they hurt people, and they painted our streets, and they graffitied our statues, and they knocked down statues. They cost a lot of money. And now, since, you know, D.C. was painted with Black Lives Matter, the D.C. government is spending $270,000 to repaint Black Lives Matter on a street near the White House. D.C. crime is out of control, but local leaders continue to waste $270,000 in tax money promoting the extremist Black Lives Matter. The American people shouldn't be paying for this. Actually, if they want to paint this, let them pay for it out of their own pockets. The majority of Americans don't care. You know what they care about? The crime. What's going on in all these things? I mean, if you look at what is happening out in D.C., we have something like 6,200 cars already stolen in 2023, which means that's like 19 cars a day. And they're worried about Black Lives Matter on the street. Well, I think the people see it, the people understand it, and this is why these people need to cheat in the election, because otherwise they would never, ever be elected. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the January 6th insurrection is completely falling apart. Yes, there was an insurrection, but it wasn't by Trump. It wasn't by the patriots of this country. It was by the deep state players to cover up their actual insurrection on November 3rd. And Trump, he retweeted Joel Fisher's truth on True Social. And it says, don't repost this because Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger doesn't want you to know. Fact, January 5th, 2021, President Trump requested 10,000 National Guard troops be assigned to the Capitol due to anticipated crowd size at January 6th rally. Speaker Pelosi denied the request, even stood down officers in many areas of the Capitol. Had she acted properly, the event of January 6th would not have occurred. Absolutely. Remember, it's not Trump's responsibility to maintain security in the Capitol. It's Nancy Pelosi. She failed. And the fake news, the fake politicians, the corrupt politicians, they tried to all blame it on Trump, but actually, they're the ones who created this. They're the ones who had the insurrection. That's why they projected everything onto Trump. But the people know the truth. The videos are coming out. The people are seeing exactly what happened. And there's still thousands of hours that need to be released. And once people see all of it, it's game over for all of them. But you can see the deep state players, the Biden administration, they are panicking right now because, well, Biden's poll numbers are in the dumper right now. And because of what's happening with Israel and Gaza, we can see there's infighting in the White House and there's an internal power struggle suggesting that the Biden administration will go into an election year alienating half the Democratic Party, raising concerns that he's going to have a major problem. So right now, you can see everything that's happening is hurting Biden. The other thing that's very interesting because of all of this is that Biden's poll numbers, well, they are terrible. He is now trailing Trump in multiple polls and is hemorrhaging support in swing states and key voting blocks. And this is actually coming from Politico. Biden's support among young voters has fallen to single digits in recent polls. Quinnipiac, Fox News, Morning Consult, and NBC News polls, they're all showing that he is screwed right now. So what is the deep state doing? Well, they want to know who the people want besides Joe Biden. I do believe they're already starting the narrative. They're already starting to put feelers out there. I think they already know what they're going to do, but they got to make it look good. So a Harvard-Harris poll, they now have doubts about Biden's mental fitness to serve. And around 3 in 5 of likely voters said Biden shouldn't run for a second term. So they were asking the people, well, you know, if he doesn't run, who's your next pick? Who do you want? Well, the top pick was Vice President Kamala Harris with 24%. Hillary Clinton is in second spot with 13%. Now, once again, these numbers are very, very low. Even Bernie Sanders made the list of 10%. Gavin Newsom, I think he has something like 7% or 8% or something like that. And Pete Buttigieg, he's also in that category. So these people right now, they don't have the numbers. They don't have the pull. And when they remove Biden, where, you know, he can't function, he cannot do his job, and Harris takes control, well, they're not going to take someone and replace Harris with Newsom, a white guy. They're not going to replace Harris with Hillary Clinton, a white woman. I do believe they're going to have to do an even swap. Now, Harris, her poll numbers are still very, very low. Actually, Clinton's even lower. But again, they're going to have to bring in someone that actually has some pull. And I do believe that they're going to put this out there. They're going to see what the people are looking for. And I think they already know that they're going to have to bring in Michelle Obama. And according to a recent Washington Post ABC News poll, 74% of Americans said that the resident was too old to run for another term. Another poll by NBC News released in September found that nearly 74% of respondents were concerned about the resident's mental and physical health, and he was not fit for a second term. So what's very interesting is you could see that the people, they're not with him. They were never with him. He didn't really win the 2020 election. The elections were rigged. And Trump had the people. And this time around, it's a lot worse because Trump has more of the people. This is why he continually says the majority's hot. He has the people on his side. I mean, all you got to do is take a look. Trump went to a stadium full of people. They're all cheering and they're saying, oh, look, he's incredible. And they're all, you know, screaming and yelling for him. It's a positive feedback. Biden goes to a Massachusetts deep blue state, and the people are screaming and yelling at him about Palestine. Benny Johnson put this out. Take a listen to when Trump enters the stadium and take a listen to Biden. See the difference, and it's a very big difference. But look what Trump is doing right now. I do believe he's pushing the D's to force Biden into getting a physical and a cognitive test. And I do believe he just went ahead and did it and just proved to the country that he's physically fit. His cognitive abilities are incredible. Now he's turning around saying, hey, Biden, if you're going to run, you got to show America. Remember, you're a transparent president. You got to show America that your physical, your cognitive abilities match mine. So now He put him front and center, and this is going to be a major problem. This is what he put out on Truth. Whenever I sarcastically insert the name Obama for Biden as an indication that others may actually be having a very big influence in running our country, Ron DeSanctimonious and his failing campaign apparatus, together with the Democrats' radical left disinformation machine, go wild saying that Trump doesn't know the name of our president, crooked Joe Biden. He must be cognitively impaired. No, I know both names very well. Never mix them up. And know that they are destroying our country. Also, and as reported, I just took a cognitive test as part of my physical exam and aced it. Also aced a perfect score, one taken while in the White House. Biden should take one so we can determine why he wants open borders, no energy independence, a woke military, high inflation, no voter ID, men playing in women's sports, only electric cars and trucks, a weaponized DOJ FBI, and so many other crazy things. So he's putting Biden on the spot. He's putting the D's on the spot. He's putting the fake news on the spot saying, listen, you want to play the game? I took my physical. I took a cognitive test, aced the scores. Now it's his turn, isn't it? If he has nothing to hide, he can easily take it. Everyone's telling us he's in perfect health. His mental abilities are incredible. Go ahead, take the test. So what do you think he's going to do? If he takes the test, you know he's screwed. Yes, everyone's thinking, well, the doctor can lie. Well, you know what's going to happen when the doctor lies. So this is a very tricky situation. I do believe that at this point, the D's, well, they're going to see that there's no alternative but to actually remove him one way or another. They might make him take the test and it might show that he can't run. And this might give them the ability to say, okay, we need someone else in there. Or if he's stubborn, they're going to push and they're going to say, we don't want him in the office anymore. And we're going to take him out with the 25th Amendment. And remember, Trump, from the very beginning of his post here in Truth, he talked about Obama. How Obama was actually running things. Well, he retruthed this from God and Country. And this is Obama, and Obama's, and it says, I weaponized the IRS, DOJ, FBI, and CIA. Down below, it shows Trump, and it says, I weaponized the American people. So Trump retruthed this, which tells you everything you need to know. Obama infiltrated the country. He infiltrated the IRS, DOJ, FBI, CIA, and Soros helped him, and infiltrated all the local offices, the judges, the prosecutors around the country. Trump, what did he do? He woke the people up and he got the people on his side, and the people, they see the truth. This was the Great Awakening. And you can see the deep state players, they are panicking over all of this and they're projecting who they really are. Bill Pascrell Jr. put this out and said, recently, the Washington Post revealed Donald Trump is planning to impose a military dictatorship if he seizes power again. I'm going to post this repeatedly so no American can say they haven't been told. So that's very interesting because he's pointing to the Washington Post, Trump's planned military dictatorship. Donald Trump and his allies have begun mapping out specific plans for using the federal government to punish critics and opponents should he win a second term. When the former president naming individuals he wants to investigate or prosecute and his associates drafting plans to potentially invoke the Insurrection Act on his first day in office to allow him to deploy the military against civil demonstrations. Well, Nick Searcy responded to this and said, Democrats always accuse their opponents of doing exactly what they are doing. Every time Bill Pascrell posts this projection, I will post this so no Americans can say they haven't been told. So they are projecting what they're about to do. So really think about it. The deep state players had the insurrection. I do believe that we're going to use paper ballots in this election. Trump's going to win the election. And the deep state players who are still in charge, because remember, Trump isn't going to be inaugurated until January. They still have control, which means they're going to unleash their foot soldiers on the American people. They are going to act like dictators. And the people of this country are going to see it. And the people are going to see everything that they said about Trump, they are doing. This is what people have been seeing since the resident has come into power. And it's going to get a lot worse for them as time goes on. But what's very interesting, before we get to that point, I do believe we're going to approach a scare event, which is World War III, because they're going to realize that they can't win the election, so they're going to have to postpone the election. And what's very interesting is that the Daily Mail, they put out this article. It says, Biden's nuclear football contains book that tells president how to launch attacks by contacting looking glass, plane, and spherical bunker where four keys ignite missiles. So the nuclear football contains attack plans for the resident to pick. Once selected, the command gets set to a looking glass plane, always in the air. Then officers in a bunker use multiple keys to launch the nuclear attack. The most important football in the world is not a ball at all. Rather, it is a nuclear football carried with the president of the United States that tells them how to launch a nuclear attack. So right now, the looking glass plane mirrors everything that's on the ground. So it's like a control center in the air. And it's very interesting that they say it's a looking glass. Now, remember, we need to go back in time. If we go back in time, what did Pelosi say about Trump? Well, if you go to a CNBC article, this is January of 2021, Nancy Pelosi said she spoke to Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley about precautions that could block Trump from ordering a nuclear strike or accessing launching codes and starting military hostilities. So they were saying back then that he was going to launch some type of nuclear strike. They also said that he was going to start a war. They also said he was going to crash the economy. And if you notice, everything they said about him is now happening to the resident. And people can see this very, very clearly. So let's go back to post 1646, this is June 30th, 2018. I'm going to read halfway down. It says, promote the fear nuclear war if POTUS remains in office. Nuclear alerts malfunction. Compared to Hitler, Nazi. Aren't they calling Trump Hitler and Nazi? That's interesting. Promote violence. Promote hate. Promote war. Promote economic decline. Promote North Korea to end talks with POTUS. Promote impeachment for no reason. Promote racism, fascism, riots. Form Antifa, violent group designed to instill fear in free speech. Hatred for America. Sheep follow blindly. They are scared. They are losing control. We knew this day would come. We planned. We took control over key elements. We stand at the ready. We fight. Dark to light. God bless America. God bless patriots around the world. Think for yourself. Trust yourself. Courage together. So just from that, we know that they planned all this. They were going to try to use it against Trump. Trump has taken this and turned the tables on them. And remember something very important. During the president's inauguration, he was inaugurated before Trump's time ran out. Plus, the salute was done at Arlington Cemetery, and it was a funeral salute. Plus, Trump did not attend, and he didn't give the nuclear football to Biden. That reminds me of Post 2187, September 16, 2018. It says, POTUS, special authority requirement, think the football, NSA monitoring for any attempts to disrupt and or term access Central Command. So does this mean the deep state players are going to try to access the real football? Maybe, maybe not. But let's go to post 9. This is October 29, 2017. It says, projection Ds can't lose control over the black population, which they already are. At some point, the Great Awakening will occur here, whereby these false local national black leaders are corrupt and paid off to help keep the black population poor and in need. D's form the Confederate States against freeing slaves. D's form the KKK. Hillary Clinton's mentor is who? Well, he's the head of the KKK. What happens if the truth about Haiti is released, which I do believe that is coming very soon? Do D's lose majority of the vote? Yes, through the looking glass. So the looking glass is the plane in the air that mimics the control center on the ground. And are they going to use the looking glass, this entire scare event, to push nuclear war? I do believe so. They rely on the mainstream media to keep the narrative going, but tech is entrenching on their controls. They missed this in 2016 and desperately attempting to censor now due to CIA cash infusions. They will fail. Post 3585, November 11, 2019. Project Looking Glass, going forward in order to look back. So again, they tried to do this and they tried to convince the people that Trump was going to crash the economy, create division, bring us to nuclear war, and now it's all happening to Biden. So are we going to go through this scare event where we're at the precipice of a nuclear war? He's prepared and ready to use the nuclear football. We have the looking glass plane in the air mimicking what's going on down on the ground level. Is this going to be a sum of all fears type of situation? It's starting to seem that way. And remember, the looking glass, the Operation Looking Glass, is the historic codename for an airborne command and control center operated by the United States. In more recent years, it has been more officially referred to as the ABNCP, Airborne National Command Post. It provides command and control of U.S. nuclear forces in the event that ground-based command centers have been destroyed or otherwise rendered inoperable. Think about that for a second. What happens if they are inoperable? What happens if there's a cyber attack? What happens if they're not functioning? That's very interesting. In such an event, the general officer aboard the Looking Glass serves as the Airborne Emergency Action Officer and by law assumes the authority of the National Command Authority and could command execution of nuclear attacks. So is this going to look scary? Absolutely. Remember, the codename Looking Glass came from the aircraft's ability to mirror the command and control functions of the underground command post at the U.S. Air Force Base, the Strategic Air Command headquarters. So let's back up for a sec. Who actually has control of the military? Trump and the Patriots. I do believe Trump is the commander in chief. So if they do not have control, are they going to try to force control using the looking glass? Maybe, maybe not. But we could see that this is going to turn out to be a very scary event. And I do believe it's going to be like the Cuban Missile Crisis, but on crack. And I do believe this is going to wake a lot of people up. And everything that they're saying and everything they're projecting onto Trump, I do believe he's turning this around and he's doing it to them. They said Trump was going to bring the country to nuclear war. Well, you're going to watch Biden mess up and you're going to see that he has no control of the situation and things are going to probably get out of hand and the people are going to be very, very scared thinking that we're going to nuclear war. And I do believe there's most likely going to be attacks on this country, and one of them is going to be a cyber attack. And I do believe once Trump is elected, because we're going to be using paper ballots, I do believe the Marines and National Guard will be making sure that the elections go well. Once he wins, this is when the tyrannical government, the dictators, really come out and show everyone who they really are, because they're really going to push war. Now, Trump, he said he can have peace once he's elected. So yes, the deep state players, they're going to really start to build this up. I do believe the scare event, I think it's going to build all the way up to the elections, especially with the attack, but I think it's going to build after the elections and that people are going to say, okay, this guy is crazy. He's a dictator or whoever else is in charge. And I think as this plays out, it's going to become very, very scary to the people of this country. And Trump is going to continually, throughout this entire time, he's going to be talking about peace. He's going to say, I can have peace in 24 hours. And I think the people at this point, they're going to make the decision that Trump should take charge because he is the president-elect. And think about it. If Biden's still in power, maybe he's not running for the election, but he's still in power at the White House, people are going to be a little nervous and afraid. If Kamala Harris is the acting president, well, once again, do you think people are going to be looking to her to get us out of this situation? No, she's the one who put us into this situation. And the situation's building and building and building. And we have chaos across the country. We have them going around shutting down communications, acting like dictators, just like they did with COVID. Because remember, when COVID hit, what happened? They tried to convince everyone that Trump was acting like a dictator. And when Biden took over as resident, everyone could see that he was the dictator. This time around, as we approach war, do you think those same dictators are going to come out of the woodwork and say, no, we must get rid of the Constitution and we must do certain things to protect everyone? I do believe so. And you're going to see chaos. You're going to see looting. You're going to see rioting. You're going to see the dictators like you've never seen them before. And everything that they said that Trump was going to do, it's actually going to be them. And they're the ones who are going to be causing all of this, which means those people that are causing it, who are causing the insurrection, the insurgency, well, that's going to pave the way where then the military at this point, because we were attacked, they can take the function of rounding all these people up. And I think people at this point are going to realize who the dictators really are as this all plays out. And I do believe that as we go down this path, yes, it's going to get quite scary. Yes, it's going to look very confusing. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have the countermeasures in place. They know exactly what they're going to do. And Trump is saying, listen, I can stop all of this. And he's going to stop everything by having peace. Because remember, they're planning to bring us into the Green New Deal, the Great Reset. If he has peace, all of that is countered. Everything that they're trying to do will be countered. And I do believe we're going to see that happen. Why? The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.